Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Change is hard, right? Well, change is hard for a lot of people. Not everybody, but some people welcome change. But for most people, we get caught in our, you know, we want things to continue as they are. And whenever something changes, we kind of get a little anxious about it. Well, if you're doing Facebook ads, you've got to be able to roll with the changes. I think that was an REO Speedwagon song way back in, like, I don't know when that was. I'm aging myself right now, but there was an REO Speedwagon song that's actually pretty good called Roll with the Changes. Anyway, if we're running Facebook ads, we've got to be willing to roll with the changes because Facebook ads change a lot. And over the past week or so has been no exception. There are actually three big changes that are going on with the Facebook ads platform right now that I want to dive into on today's episode. First and foremost, thank you guys so much for coming to hang out with me today. This is the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm Rick Mulready, and this is episode number 155. Hope all is going well for you. So yeah, over the past week or so, three big changes have been going on with the Facebook ads platform. Number one, Ads Manager and Power Editor are now one tool. If you don't have it yet, stay tuned. It's coming. Facebook has started rolling it out on the 14th of September. A lot of people already have it. When I'm recording this on this, actually Sunday, September 17th, I actually don't have the new update, but I'm expecting it any day right now. So Ads Manager and Power Editor are now one tool. We're going to dive into all that and what that means. Number two, there have been some changes with targeting that surprised some people. Facebook rolled some changes out right around the September 13th, 14th timeframe, and I feel like they came out of nowhere. We kind of woke up and there were some changes. So we're going to talk about what those changes are. And then also recently, there's been a rash of accounts getting shut down lately, and I want to kind of talk about that and address my perspective on what's been going on. So we're going to dive into all three of those things. Do stay tuned though. At the end of the episode, I'm going to share with you how you can win a 30-minute strategy call with me. I'm going to give you all the details when we start to wrap up here on today's episode. But I do have a lot to cover today, so I'm going to jump right into it. All right, first and foremost, Ads Manager and Power Editor are now one tool. Don't freak out though, okay? When you do have the update, like I mentioned, Facebook started rolling this change out on September 14th. And as I mentioned, I don't have this change yet. I still have both Ads Manager and Power Editor. However, I have seen it. A couple of my students have been showing me who have it already. And I've also looked at what Facebook has sent out as far as documentation goes. So it's not as big a change as you might think. And I know that I had some students that were a little anxious about the update when it rolled out, and we've kind of talked through and managed all this. But when you do have this new update, when you notice that Power Editor is no longer in your Ads Manager menu there, you're going to notice that you're going to be having to create ads right from within Ads Manager, okay? So you could do this before, right? You still had that green Create Ad button. So you're still going to click that green Create Ad button. You're just not going to go into Power Editor per se to actually create your ads anymore, okay? So from within Ads Manager, you're going to click the Create Ad button, and then you're going to see a box that pops up that says, how do you want to create ad campaigns? And there's going to be two options. On the left-hand side, it says create complete campaigns, and it says select guided creation. This is your normal creation that you would have had in within Ads Manager, okay? This is not the one that I normally like to use. I was using Power Editor, and that's what I taught, that's what I teach, you know, for my in my courses and my students and stuff. On the other side of the box, the right side, it says create campaign shells, select quick creation. This is your Power Editor experience. Okay. So just to recap, there's two options now. The guided creation, this is the same experience as if you were creating ads from within Ads Manager before. Okay. And then the quick creation, that's the Power Editor experience. It's practically the same from what I can tell. There's a couple of small tweaks I notice, but for the most part, it's the same as Power Editor. They're going to be doing away with the name Power Editor. From my understanding, they're just going to be calling it Ads Manager. Okay. All of your reporting is now in Ads Manager, which I think makes a ton of sense, as I've always taught to be looking at your ad stats within Ads Manager and not Power Editor. So this is not a big deal, right? So all of your stats are going to be in Ads Manager, okay? So just to kind of recap again, just because I know that people are kind of freaking out about oh no, Power Editor is going away. It is going away, but in essence, it's still there, because you can still choose the guided creation, which is what you could choose in Ads Manager. And then they're calling it the select the quick creation. And this is more of the Power Editor experience. And then whenever you're in that quick creation mode, that Power Editor experience, you can always click back to go to guided creation. Okay. So they're making it really flexible. What Facebook is trying to do here is they're trying to simplify the ads process, the ads creation process. So they're trying to, you know, bring the number of tools that you have available and streamline it and bring it down into a more simpler thing. Now, there's some questions that you might have, like, will your historical data be available in the new Ads Manager? So all the data from your ads, if you've been running Power Editor, using Power Editor and everything like that, all that, yes, all the historical data that was available before will continue to be available in this new Power Editor Ads Manager. We'll call it a merger here. Another question is, will your saved filters be brought into the updated Ads Manager? So if you've got filters set up for how you're looking at things, no. Okay. So if you have saved filters in Ads Manager, they're not going to be brought over. You're going to need to recreate those filters when you get the update. Now, if you have columns saved as presets in Power Editor, like things that you want to be looking at only, you could set different presets in there. Will they be lost in the new Ads Manager table? So basically, columns saved as preset, they're not lost. Okay. We as advertisers can use the column customization selector, I love that word, to save our own customized columns. This question I'm here just grabbing right from Facebook. They had a couple of FAQ questions. Okay. So the biggest thing there, if you did have saved filters in Ads Manager, they're not going to be brought over. So just be aware of that. Also, I've heard a couple of stories. These are from my students that they lost some saved audiences. So I would also recommend just checking out if you had saved audiences, making sure that they have come over with you. And if they haven't, I don't really have a good, you know, a good suggestion there for you, other than I'm really sorry that happened. And that hopefully they're still there when you get the new update. Okay. So that is the big news on the Ads Manager and Power Editor kind of merging into one. It really is. I mean, look, this is what, you know, I always tell my students because Facebook changes things so frequently. I mean, especially lately, it seems like they've been changing things like every few weeks, and it can be hard to keep up at times. But when you understand the concept of what you're doing when you're creating the Facebook ad campaign, meaning like what it, like what's the objective, okay? What is an ad set? What's an ad? What are you doing within each of these levels? You know, when they make these changes or in kind of tweak like maybe how you get into a tool, or maybe they move some buttons around, it's just a matter of adjusting to it. And everything else stays the same, meaning the functionality and understanding what you're doing as a whole. Okay, so I'm going to put a screenshot of this box here that pops up when you click Create Ad, and I'll put it over in the show notes for today's episode, rickmulready.com/155. By the time this episode comes out, though, on the Wednesday, most people should be having it. And if you don't, you're going to get it pretty quickly because they started rolling this out pretty aggressively, like I mentioned, starting last week. Okay. By the way, I do want to send a big thank you to one of my students, Phil Hawley. He's an awesome portrait and commercial photographer over in Oxfordshire, UK. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He's one of my students who sent me an update and shared his experience with the new tool, so I could really kind of dive in and analyze it and investigate and pass this information along to you. Definitely check Phil's stuff out at Photo Purity. It's at Photo Purity, PhotoPurity, at Photo Purity. Thanks, Phil. If you were listening, really appreciate you doing that for me. Okay, the next big update that I want to talk about that Facebook rolled out last week has to do with targeting. Okay, as you know, and we talk a lot here in the show, Facebook makes a lot of effort to protect its users' community standards. Okay, so making sure that the user experience for everybody using Facebook is top notch. Okay, and they're always trying to protect its community standards. Well, there was an issue with some people filling in their education and employer information in their profile. I guess they were putting in some offensive stuff. And so in an effort to clean this stuff up, as a result, for the foreseeable future anyway, Facebook has now removed these self-reported targeting fields like job title and where people are educated. So for example, if you enter marketing manager and you want to target marketing managers, people who were marketing managers, you used to have the option to target that job title. Well, that is no longer an option. Okay. So, which means if job title is something that you really relied on with your targeting, you're going to have to get a little bit more creative with your targeting and with your testing. I'm sorry to say. Okay. So again, this is one of those sort of frustrating things that, that Facebook has changed up on us. They did this apparently from my investigation on this. They said that the reason that they chose to do that, obviously in an effort to really, you know, police the community standards and make sure that they are the highest standards that they can have, is that the amount of audience sizes for these job titles, for example, wasn't that big. It wasn't a huge amount of people, number one, in the audiences, and number two, people actually using job titles as a targeting option. So that's another reason why Facebook chose to do away with it. Is this something that I think is gonna be permanent? No, I don't. They've been pretty clear about, you know what, we're gonna remove them while we try and figure this out. And so I would stay tuned on this, but right now they have removed like job title and where you've been educated as targeting opportunities. So for example, if you put in marketing managers, you're going to see it as an interest, right? So there's a couple of different ways. So to kind of move forward with this, if you do want to reach someone with a job title, so let's just say I want to reach marketing managers with my ad, well, I might test targeting it as an interest and then use the ad copy to further filter who I'm speaking to and get my message in front of those people right there in my ad. Okay. So this is something that we talk about a lot here as a way of, if we have to go broader with our targeting than we really truly want to, we can use the ad itself, whether it's the image or the video, and then also the ad copy to further filter that targeting down to speak directly to who we want to attract with our ad. Okay. So that's one strategy that I would do. The second thing I would do is I would still test out, because we talked about it, I don't remember which episode we talked about it prior on the podcast here, but using the Axiom data targeting that we have available to us in Audience Insights, okay? So when you go into Audience Insights, you'll see the lifestyle section. It's right there on the main screen about halfway down. And right under the lifestyle subheader there, you'll see a little link that says request audiences here from Axiom Data Guru. Once you click on that, this is totally free, okay? All in Audience Insights. So Facebook has partnered with this third-party company called Axiom to get their data, okay? So when you click on that link, you can enter descriptive information about who you're trying to reach in your audience, including job titles, okay? And then you fill out the form and you give it as much information as you possibly can about who you're trying to reach in your business and so forth. And then it will give you, usually like 24, 48 hours, it will give you audience recommendations to test. It'll send you actually a report with audience opportunities, audience recommendations to test out. Okay. So that's another thing that I would do to try to sort of overcome this sudden, if you will, Facebook doing away with targeting by job title. So checking out Axiom Data Guru, I've heard mixed results on this. Okay. We've kind of tested out to kind of see what data it kicks back to us. I have lots of students who have tried it out. Some said it was pretty good. Others said it didn't work out at all. But I mean, as with anything that we're doing here with paid traffic and Facebook ads, it's about testing stuff, right? So that's what I'd recommend, is I would recommend checking out the Axiom Data opportunity that you have available to you within Audience Insights. And again, that's totally free. So look, as I just want to kind of recap this, as advertisers, this is one of those frustrating updates, but if we want to be advertising on the most effective and cost-efficient platform today, which is Facebook, you've got to be able to roll with these sorts of things and keep moving forward. So if you were really affected by this, meaning like you, I have one student in particular, Heather, I'm thinking of you, who really relies on, this is her main audience that she's trying to reach, and she really used job titles a lot. She was pretty frustrated by this, and I totally get it. But now it's an opportunity for look at new ways to look at different types of things that we can test to reach our target audience. Okay. All right. Now the third thing that I want to address is this recent rash of accounts being flagged and disabled. Okay. Facebook is really cracking down on abiding by its policies. About a year and a half or so-ish ago, we went through this sort of thing too, where Facebook was really shutting accounts down for advertisers that were not abiding by its policies. That lasted a couple of months, I think, a few months or so, and people were really anxious about that. And we had to kind of watch that closely. This was the time where they were really cleaning up, the type of advertisers that were on Facebook. And that didn't go away, but the intensity of it did. And now it has picked back up. So again, we're here in middle of September. And for the past month or so, I've been hearing a lot of stories from people having issues with their account being flagged or disabled. And some of them, very like just completely legitimate accounts, and they had some issues there. So it's all about the policies, guys. So And speaking of these policies, Facebook's policies, they recently updated them. So if you've not checked them out in a while, you definitely, and I talk about this a lot, you definitely need to be referring to Facebook's ads policies. So if it's been like, you know, 3 months since you've checked them out, you've got to be checking them out. I would be doing it every few weeks to make sure that you're up on what Facebook is putting in there into the policy section. So facebook.com/policies/ads. Again, facebook.com/policies/ads is the link that will get you over to their policies. Okay. So the big thing that I'm seeing, the big issue that I'm seeing with these accounts getting disabled or flagged is when it comes to high negative feedback. Okay. And also making false claims in the ad copy. So let's start with the high negative feedback issue here. So first and foremost, negative feedback is a score based on the number of times that people hide your ad or they choose not to see ads from you. You know how in the upper right hand corner of an ad, there's a little drop down, a little carrot menu there, and you can choose like, you know, hide the ad or you don't want to, you choose not to see ads from this person. And then this negative feedback is the score is like low, medium, or high. So if you have high negative feedback, you want to make sure, well, that basically if you have high negative feedback, that simply means that people are choosing to hide your ad or they're choosing not to see your ads. And Facebook sees that again. It wants a great user experience, right? So it is seeing that as this is not a good ad. People do not want to see this ad. So if you are seeing high negative feedback on your ad, I would say first and foremost is you want to make sure that you're checking out the relevance score. What is your relevance score? Is it a high relevance score? Is it a low relevance score? Okay. And you want to be keeping that relevance score high. Remember, the relevance score is a scale of 1 to 10. And it's basically how relevant is this ad that you have put together to the audience that you have chosen to target with that ad. Okay. So making sure, number one, that your relevance score is nice and high. And then also I'd be watching that frequency. Okay. So oftentimes people get tired of seeing the same ad over and over and over and over. Okay. So if the frequency, I like to say keep it within that 1 to 3 range. If it's getting 4 and above, that's getting a lot. So the people, you know, that just means the average person is seeing your ad 4 times. Okay. That's not good. The higher the frequency there, they're not going to be happy with that. So they're more likely to give that, you know, to hide the ad or they don't want to see the ad from you. And that is going to raise your negative feedback. So when they get tired of ads, what do we as advertisers need to be doing? Always be thinking about how can you make your ad different? How can you make it interesting? How can you make it pleasing to look at, compelling to look at? Be thinking about that when you are putting together your images, your ad copy, video, whatever it is that you're doing in your ad. And remember that so that you are trying to attract your ideal audience while providing a good experience for the Facebook users. Okay. Now, there are some instances where the relevance score is high, like 8, 9, or 10. And also they have high negative feedback. And I've been hearing that accounts have been disabled even with that. And I've actually spoken with Facebook about this directly. And their direction is still that if your relevance score is that high, you should be fine. But like I said, we've still seen instances where accounts are flagged and disabled with high relevance score on your on the ads and then also the high negative feedback. Okay. Now, if you were seeing this sort of thing in your ads, high relevance and also high negative feedback, I would immediately be checking your stats. Things like I've just mentioned, frequency, the click-through rate, the landing page conversion. And then I might proactively reach out to Facebook to chat with them about it. Okay. Because if you're getting a high relevance score and a high negative feedback, something's going on there. Okay. So that's the first thing I would do is check your stats on that. Make sure that frequency isn't super high. And then look at the performance of the rest of your ad. You know, is your click-through rate, I'd say at least 1%. How's that landing page conversion? Also, if you're sending people to an opt-in page or a registration page, are you at least 20% on that conversion rate. Because if you have a low conversion rate, Facebook is seeing that and taking that into account in the performance of your ad, and your stats are going to reflect that. Okay. Again, they want to know that your audience wants to see this ad. Okay. And so I just want to repeat that. Be different than anyone else. When you're putting together your ad, is there a way that you can make your ad not look like an ad yet while attracting your ideal audience, right? Be different than anyone else with your ad. Okay. Now, for the false claims stuff, this is something that has always been an issue, right? You cannot make claims on Facebook, especially with time limits. Facebook is really cracking down on this right now. So for example, you can't say that somebody's going to earn a certain amount of money within a specific time frame, or you're going to get 1,000 leads or 10,000 Facebook fans within the next 30 days or something like that. Facebook sees that as a promise. Or you can't say, and this is pretty obvious, we've been talking about this forever, is you can't say like lose a certain amount of weight in the next 30 days. Okay. So Facebook sees this as you're making a claim, you're making a promise, and you cannot necessarily back that. Like, how are you backing that up? Okay, so you cannot make any kind of claims with time limits in your ads. And they have been sort of like they've let people through. They've caught other people. I don't want to say caught other people. I don't like using that. But basically, some people have been affected where their account's been flagged or disabled, while others are doing something very similar, and they've gotten through. Just this abide by Facebook's policies, okay? You can say the same types of things. Just I often think about how best to be talking about this. When you want to make a claim, okay, you can still get across what you're trying to say, but it's all in how you say it, okay? And that really leads me to this sort of the part two of what we're talking about here. I've been hearing a lot of talk lately that Facebook doesn't like internet marketing or like people doing webinars, and they're banning people who have online businesses. I don't buy it. It's all in how you're communicating in your ads and in your landing pages, okay? Like, we have to remember here that Facebook is not only reviewing your ad, reviewing our ad, but they're also looking a couple layers deep, like on the landing page. So your landing page also has to abide by Facebook's policies. So is your ad okay? But then on your landing page, are you making any kind of unjustified claims on that page or promises? Okay. So you've got to make sure that your landing page is within policy and there's consistency between the ad and the landing page. Okay. That's in Facebook's policies as well. There has to be consistency between the ad and the landing page. All right. Now, if your ads have been fine for a long time, in your eyes, like you've had no problems, Facebook's your ads have been running for a long time, maybe in Facebook's eyes, they were on the border of being approved or disapproved. And that might be a reason, if God forbid this is happening to you right now, that you're getting flagged, okay? Another thing that Facebook is looking at, if your offer or your messaging seems kind of spammy, Facebook is going to have a problem with it. Look, this is all what's going on here. This is all about Facebook has 5 million advertisers at this point right now. So they could be choosy to ensure the best user experience possible for its users. Remember, we've talked about it for a while now. Here in the middle of 2017, Facebook kind of hit that critical mass of advertisers versus the number of users, right? And so because of that, And Facebook, or the ad growth has slowed down a little bit, which is why they're coming up with, inventing new ad spaces and just sort of evolving here, which I think is awesome. But it can be more choosy now in kind of cleaning out, if you will, making sure that the advertisers who are advertising on Facebook are providing the best user experience possible for its users. Okay, so if you have gone through this, if, where your account's been flagged or shut down, and you think that you know, this is completely unjustified, I would very much encourage you to continue. I know it's frustrating. I know it is, but continue to try to go back to Facebook and just show them the things that back your argument up, if you will. And don't be, you know, a jerk about it. I'm sure that you won't, but don't be a jerk about it. But just let them know why you think that you are abiding by the policy, or that you understand where maybe there was an error, but you've really got to be abiding by the policies. And it's really how you're communicating what your message is and who you're trying to reach, and not only in your ad and also on your landing page as well. Okay. So what am I trying to say here? Go read the policies again, if you haven't done it in a while, and make sure that you're abiding by them, you know, in your ads and on your landing page. Okay. So I hope all this was really helpful for you. I know that it can be frustrating with all these changes going on, and some of them, you know, some of them big, some of them small, some of them like we don't really understand, like, super frustrating. But, you know, as advertisers on Facebook, we've got to be able to roll with these types of changes. Hopefully this provided some explanation and lessening the anxiety about what's been going on there. And if you have any questions or any feedback about what we're talking about here on the show, which actually leads me into my next, my last part here. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you would like to win a 30-minute strategy call with me, all you have to do is go over to Facebook Messenger and give me your feedback on the podcast here. And specifically, I want to hear what you like to see more, or hear more, if I should say, like topics, guests, style of the show, frequency, length, any ideas that you'd like to share with me. I would love to hear them from you. So to share your ideas and feedback with me, just message me over on Facebook. I've set up a link for you, rickmulready.com/messenger. And when you message me with your ideas and feedback, as I mentioned, I'm going to pick one person at random at the end of the month to win a 30-minute strategy call with me. And if you remember, if you've been listening for a while, I did this at the very beginning of September. It was a sort of a short little contest, and it was so successful. I spent a lot of time on Messenger talking to everyone, and I got amazing feedback from people. So I said, you know, and actually part of the feedback from people was that they liked this sort of thing. They liked sort of, you know, a little contest here and there. And for me, it was so successful, and I loved getting the feedback and chatting with all of you that I want to continue doing this. So, you know, for the foreseeable future here, each month I'm going to be picking a winner at random to win a 30-minute strategy call with me. I mean, we can talk about Facebook ads, growing your business, online marketing strategy, growing a team, whatever it is that you like to talk about. We can do that during a 30-minute strategy call with me. So again, just shoot me your ideas and feedback about the podcast here, what you think. And that's over on Messenger, rickmulready.com/messenger. Thank you so very much in advance for doing that. Really, really appreciate it. Now, coming up on the podcast here, I've got more strategy session episodes. Feedback has been really good on those. I've got more of those coming your way, as well as Q&A episodes, because I've been getting a ton of questions lately, which I absolutely love. And it's been a while since I've done a Q&A episode here on the show. So that's more that I've got more Q&A coming your way here on the podcast. So until then, my friends, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.